Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways. And for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
I mentioned today's session is with Nando Reynolds, who is a somatic mindfulness-based life coach. He's trained in internal family system and energy psychology, has been studying and teaching Tai Chi and Qigong for over 40 years. He's a best-selling author of two books titled The Push Hands Workbook and Transforming Your Inner Critic to an Inner Coach. I will be posting these book titles as well soon in the chat. And Nando, I'm so grateful that you're here with us to share your wisdom and passion today. So the stage is yours.
Great, thank you so much. So it's lovely to be here. My name's Nando Reynolds, and it's just so cool to be presenting at this embodiment conference, and I've gotten to see a number of really great and inspiring presentations already, and I'm really looking forward to getting to see a whole bunch more over the next days. So, you know, to me, the silver lining to the challenges brought by this pandemic is the way that everyone's been called to improve their skills in using the internet to connect. And it's just, you know, it's amazing that we can do this global conference and meet in this way. It's just fabulous. So let me just tell you a little bit about myself. I've been, I've been involved in studying and teaching movement for more than 40 years. And during that time, I've taught Tai Chi and Qigong. I've got my fifth degree black belt in karate and kempo. I've taught massage. I've taught and played with contact improvisational dance. I've taught and studied somatic meditation. And I've also worked as a psychotherapist and life coach, focusing on relationships for the last 35 years. And I've trained therapists and coaches. And I'm the best-selling author of the Push Hands Workbook, which is on two-person Tai Chi. Now, I live in Southern Oregon in the United States, and in fact, you may have seen my hometown of Talent in the news a month ago when devastating fires ripped through our valley and incinerated more than 2,000 homes and businesses. So fortunately for me, the fires were 2 miles away and our house was upwind, but it's still just emotionally crushing to drive through the devastated sections of town, past the flattened neighborhoods and the burned out cars. And well, the other day I saw a blackened statue of Mother Mary by the charred remains of a mobile home. It was in this park that was just flattened. And at her feet, there were these green leaves of a daylily. They were pushing through the ash. And you know, the energy of life is just amazingly resilient and it will find a way. And your chi or your life energy is the same way. If you give your vitality permission to move and express your through your body, it will find a way and it will bring you healing and awareness. So let me just say a little bit about Qigong and then in a few minutes we'll start moving together. But before I start, I'd like to ask first to see if we can respond to that poll in terms of the levels of experience. Would that work? Oh, excellent. Great. So yeah, if you can, the poll is up here, and if you folks could respond to that and just let me know about that so that I can see who the audience is that I'm interacting with. That's excellent. Thank you so much for weighing in. So yeah, well, these polls are really cool because, you know, usually when I'm teaching, I teach in the meeting format, so I can have breakout rooms and I can see most of the people, And here, because I can't see you all, we can use these poles, and that's a way to for me to understand a little bit better who I'm talking to. So that's great. So I'm seeing we've got about 50% of the people who've responded at this point have 5 to 20 plus years of experience with intentional movement, and more than 50% have 5 to 20 years of experience with mindfulness and meditation. That's excellent. So we're a pretty sophisticated group here. So pat yourself on the back, and we'll go on through this now. So let's see. Set that aside. Okay. So anyway, so the word qi in qigong, it's often spelled qi in qigong, can be translated as life energy, and it's connected to our breath. And the gong part refers to skill developed through practice. So qigong means energy exercise or energy skill. And the spontaneous qigong we're going to be exploring together in this session is the exercise of feeling and allowing the natural movement of aliveness through your body. And this practice emerges from the rich Chinese tradition of qigong and also Chinese wushu, or Chinese martial arts, especially the internal arts of tai chi, bagua, xingyi, and yichuan. These kinds of studies, of course, are human, and so they're not unique to China. So the Western sources include Reichian work, bioenergetics, core energetics, Feldenkrais, continuum, cranial sacral work, so to name a few of those. So I'm sure that many of you have experience with some of those arts as well. Now, as we're doing our spontaneous qigong, the core inquiry is, so how does my body want to move? If I don't interfere, if my ego, if my thinking brain doesn't interfere, what kind of movement just emerges naturally? In order to do this, our focus of attention is on the present moment physical sensations in the joints, in the muscles, and the skin, including flows of sensation and energy and flows of emotion. And we explore all of this with an attitude of curiosity, allowing, self-compassion, and faith in the body's wisdom. As we're doing this qigong, we're also trying to cultivate the ideal level of physiological arousal. We're trying to find that energetic sweet spot where we're not too relaxed, but we're also not too excited. And the easiest way to influence this is with your breath. You can increase your arousal by inhaling longer than you exhale. That increases my arousal. I can also calm myself by exhaling longer than I inhale. So if I it will calm me down. So I'm sort of exaggerating that, but you can use that in your work with yourself to keep yourself at what you ascertain is really the ideal level of your arousal, so you can really pay attention. And this kind of qigong can be done at any time. The movements can be really subtle, so subtle enough so that you can do them when you're standing in line at the bank or the grocery store, or you can make them large enough so that you'd really only want to do them in private or on the dance floor. It's usually easiest to start by making your physical sensations louder. And we're going to be doing this with a variety of different experiments in just a moment here. So I wanted to just check and see if there were any questions. So are there any questions out there that we should address here?
Questions have come in yet? No. And I encourage the participant to keep using the chat box or the Q&A box to interact with us, and I'll make sure I'm bringing them up.
Okay. Okay, great. So if there are questions that come up that you want to just sing out, you know, feel free to speak up about those questions, okay? And so, but for now, we're going to go ahead and start. And we're going to be doing a whole series of experiments, which start by me guiding you through movements to get the flow going. And then we're going to be allowing yourself to be spontaneous, okay? We're going to do some exercises while we're seated and some exercises standing up. We're going to start by standing up, and then we'll come back to the chair, and then we may have time to stand up again. Now, as I said, we're going to be making our physical sensations louder. So let's go ahead for now, and we'll stand up, and I'm going to rearrange this camera a little bit so that you're going to be able to see the top of my head and like that. And we'll go ahead and do some movement. Okay, so we're going to start by making the physical sensations in the body louder. And one of the ways to do that is just to strike ourselves, okay? And some of you may know the field of Iron Shirt Qigong, which is a martial arts practice of strengthening your tissue by beating on yourself. Here, our target is just to get the blood going, just to stimulate physical sensations in the body. So we're going to take a deep breath in, hold the breath on the inhale. One more time, okay? Another deep breath in. Hold the breath as long as you can on the inhale. Thump on your rib cage. Don't hurt yourself, but thump on your rib cage. Deep breath in. Doesn't that feel great? Now we're going to do it, we're going to beat on the rest of the body. So we go down the inside of the arm, up the outside, down the inside of the arm, up the outside, up the neck, across the scalp, down the face, neck and throat. You can hang out in the hollow of your throat here for a moment if you want. Down the torso. Beat yourself in your abdomen. You can hang down a little bit like this and just relax your abdomen. And down the outside of the legs. Up the inside. Down the front of the legs. Up the inside, around the hip joints, beat your butt, down the back of the legs, up the inside. A little lighter here over your kidneys, and then up and down the side. Then thumbs in your ears. Just squeeze your ears between your thumbs and forefingers. All of this stuff just really wakes your body up. And then we're going to brush down. So we go down the inside of the arm, up the outside. The beatings are over. Down the inside, up the outside, up the neck, across the scalp as the hair lies, down the face, down the neck and throat, chest, abdomen, down the outside of the legs, up the inside, down the front of the legs, up the inside, down the back of the legs, up the inside, horizontally, here, at the kidneys, washing the armpits. Oh, okay, and so then just stand for a moment. feet about hip to shoulder width, ankles, knees, hip joints relaxed. Breathe, relax, and feel the body from the inside out. Just scanning the body from the soles of the feet to the crown of the head. Breathe and soften. Allow yourself to just be right here, right now. Just feeling whatever you're feeling. Allow your breath to lengthen. And as you stand, see if you can be a little bit more relaxed. And see if you can be a little more tall. We want to be as tall as we can without creating tension. And we want to be as relaxed as we can without becoming collapsed. Ankles, knees, hip joints, soft and relaxed. Pelvis resting in the support of the hip joints. Spine mobile with the breath. Chest relaxed down. Shoulder girdle resting on the rib cage. The elbows, wrists, palms, and fingers relaxed. Neck free. Head floating as if suspended from the heavens. Tongue touching the roof of the mouth. Jaw relaxed. Just feel and soften the body from the inside out. Feel the tingling on the surface of the skin, the heat, whatever sensations have been brought on from that beating, whatever's true for you right now in this moment. Just bringing compassionate awareness, any places of comfort or discomfort, just breathe and soften. And as you're standing, I want to bring your attention to the gentle movements that happen in your balance naturally. In contact improvisation, we call this the small dance. It's the small dance of standing. There are always small little balance adjustments. So just noticing those spontaneous movements, honoring them. You don't have to make them bigger, you don't have to make them smaller. Just allowing the balance adjustments. I usually do this with my eyes closed because I'm paying attention on the inside. But of course, you could do it with your eyes open. This is a great way to watch sunsets. Scan through your body from the soles of the feet to the crown of the head, relaxed. Ankles, knees, hip joints soft. Pelvis resting on the hip joints. Spine floating all the way up to the crown of the head. Full body mobile with the breath. Imagine if you have your ears over your shoulders over your hip joints over your ankle joints. Just feel that alignment. Allow the crown of the head to float up. Just feel the movement that happens spontaneously in the body. So we're gonna input a little bit more energy into the body again, and we're gonna do it this time by shaking. And we're gonna do some vertical shaking. Vertical shaking you can do at the ankles. So I could be bouncing up and down like this doing my vertical shaking, or I could just bounce at my hips, at my ankles. So whatever you like, either this kind of bouncing or without your feet leaving the ground. And as you do this, allow the rest of the body to just move freely. Some of you may be familiar with the massage technique called Traeger work, which is all about shaking the body, using shaking to help the body relax. So there you have a massage therapist who's doing the shaking for you. Here we're shaking in the knees, shaking through the ankles, through the knees in order to relax the whole rest of the body. See if you can relax your lower jaw. This vertical shaking, see if you can let your shoulder girdle relax and your elbows and your wrists. Just soften, continue relaxing. Breathe. And here's vertical shaking. And then we can do shaking at our hip joints, which creates this shaking around our vertical line. For me, this works a little bit better if I have my hands up here. It's a little more difficult if I'm here, because my arms then move in a chaotic kind of fashion. But here, it's a little bit easier for me. So it's shaking there. And then I can also shake up here. And so I want to invite you now to just let yourself shake. We've got some vertical shaking we can do. We've got some shaking at the pelvis we can do. We've got some shaking up in the rib cage and the shoulder girdle that we can do. Oh, you could shake your arms. Just allow that shake. Wall your legs. Be creative. Explore options here. Creating that shake. And whenever you want, take a rest and come back to standing. Be quiet in your stance. Feel from the inside out. Use your breath to keep your arousal where you want it. Either lengthen your exhale or lengthen your inhale. Oh. I can find this kind of shaking really quite invigorating. You know, it can get me all excited. So I use the standing to lengthen my exhale. And my heart rate calm, my breathing calm. Go back to the small dance. How relaxed can I be? How tall can I be? Allowing the distance between your ears and your shoulders to be nice and long and spacious. No strain. Just letting your shoulders drop. And if at any time you want to go back to your shaking, the spontaneity of this Qigong is like, oh, hey, I want to shake some more. So you go back to your shaking and you do your shaking for a little bit longer. And then when you're ready, you decide, oh, okay, I'm gonna come back to rest again. Or my body doesn't seem to be ready right now. Ankles, knees, hip joints relaxed and open. Spine floating from the base of the pelvis. Rib cage relaxed. Shoulder girdle relaxed on the rib cage. Shoulders, elbows, wrists, palms, fingers soft and relaxed. Allowing the neck to be free. Lower jaw relaxed, eyeballs relaxed, ears relaxed, crown of the head relaxed. From a Western medicine perspective, we have a number of rhythms that are happening in the body at the same time. Of course, we have our breath, and then we've got our heartbeat. And then we've got the circulation of the cerebral spinal fluid. And many people can easily turn into feeling the rhythm of their breath. And then there's the rhythm of your heartbeat, and your descending aorta goes through your diaphragm. So your diaphragm is impacted by the pulsing of your heart. And it's perceptible if you're quiet and pay attention. You can particularly feel your heartbeat at the peak of the inhale and the peak of the exhale. And then there's the rhythm of the cerebral spinal fluid. And that's really subtle, but it is there. It's a question of, are you quiet enough internally to feel it and allow it? Let's take another minute just quietly standing here. Feel the small dance. Allow that spontaneity. Soften, relax. Have faith in the wisdom of the body. And use your breath to maintain your ideal level of arousal. Okay, so those are a couple of standing drills that we can do. And let's go ahead and we'll go to sitting again now. And so I'm going to move my chair on up here. And this would be a great time if there are any questions.
I think folks were following your instructions. It was really refreshing. Thank you so much, Nando.
Oh, excellent. You know, there's nothing like a good beating in the first thing in the morning. Hold your breath, thump on your body, just will totally wake you up. So, okay, so now we're gonna do some movement while we're sitting. And the first thing I wanna draw your attention to is, let me scoot back a little bit so you can see me. There we go. Okay, so we're gonna have our hands on our thighs here. And again, we're going to create some deliberate energy. We're going to create some deliberate movement in the body. And then we're going to drop it and be more spontaneous. And so I'm going to talk about, well, move this way and explore this way. But of course, you're welcome to just drop it and be spontaneous at any time. Okay? But if you want, just follow along with me. So here we are. We've got our hands on our knees, on our thighs. And we're just going to rotate on our pelvis, on our sit bones, on the chair. And here I'm going very slowly, rocking forward, rocking to my left, rocking back, rocking to my right. And as I do this, just soften, allow your hands to move a little bit so that as you come forward on the right side, your right hand goes forward. And as you go forward on the left side, your left hand goes forward so that you're just allowing your hands to move on your thighs a little bit so the whole torso can move here as well. We're rocking on our sit bones. So over to the left, over to the right. So here, because I'm going forward, this is a counterclockwise rotation. Some of you who've done some work with Feldenkrais exercises, this is a common Feldenkrais exploration. And then we'll go back the other direction. So just rocking around, this time clockwise. Again, allowing the arms to move if they want to. Breathe, relax. Just pay attention to the physical sensations. We're going to do one more complete circle here. Oh, allow this to feel as good as it possibly can. Why not just have it be absolutely delicious? And then we're going to take that circle that we've been doing and we're going to turn it into just a forward and back rock. So that I roll my weight back towards my tailbone. I'm sitting forward in the chair, so the back of the chair isn't interfering with me at all. I'm rocking forward. So I can take my weight to the front of the body, to the back of the body. It creates this natural spinal undulation. And so we've offered our body this prompt. We've offered our body this prompt. And now we can just be free. So you're sitting on this chair, allowing yourself to really pay attention to your physical sensations. Your spine is like the flame on a candle wick. The flame is attached at the bottom of the candle wick, which is where you're sitting on the chair. But the breeze of your spontaneous exploration is putting your spine in whatever position your spine is in. There's nothing right, there's nothing wrong. It's just like, hey, let's just explore. How can you move in a way that is even more delightful? Breathe, soften, be sweet with yourself. Allowing yourself to move in this way can be such a loving and kind gesture. Just accepting what's really natural, what feels good to you. Allowing yourself to explore and open to it. You might like to be more with your weight on your left side or more with your weight on the right side or more with your weight forward or moving the whole time. Whatever feels sweetest. Oh, remember to breathe.
maintain your ideal state of alertness. Make yourself more alert by inhaling longer than you exhale, more calm by exhaling longer than you inhale. And let's take one more minute with this exploration. We want to be open to the flow of physical sensation, open to the flow of energy, and also open to the flow of emotional energy. Whatever you're feeling emotionally as you do this, it's just fine. Just try to breathe and be compassionate with yourself. Use your breath to create space in your torso so you can feel whatever you're feeling. Oh, we need to check our time because I get so, oh, that's lovely, okay. So now we're gonna change this movement slightly. We're gonna still be on a chair, but we're gonna now do this as an exploration with our breath. And I'm gonna turn sideways so you can see me a little bit better. So here, as I inhale, I'm going to allow myself to arch a little bit in this way. And as I exhale, I'm going to allow my spine to flex. So I'm rolling actually back towards my tailbone in terms of the weight on my sits bones. And then when I do this, I'm rolling towards the front of my sits bones, the front of my pelvis, my spine arches. This is the inhale. This is the exhale. Right? And let's just go ahead and explore that. And for this, have your hands up here if that's comfortable, or you can even put them in prayer as a place to just keep them so that you don't have to worry about what your hands are doing. But it's a little bit easier than having your hands on your thighs because here that sort of locks you have the movement of your torso. So I'm going to probably have my hands here. And as you inhale, and as you exhale, when you start this, exaggerate it at first. Make the inhale big on purpose. You can inhale through your mouth, you can inhale through your nose, whatever's most comfortable. I'm really arching and opening my chest here, throwing my shoulders back, going to my full range of motion without straining. And then as I exhale, exaggerating that a little bit, crumpling down here, bending forward, flexing, sucking my abdomen in a little bit on the exhale, and then back to the inhale. And just make that movement your own so that you're inhaling and exhaling at your tempo, the size of movement that fits you. What we're looking for is a situation where I don't know whether my movement is making my breath happen or whether my breath is making my movement happen. We're just going to do this at your own tempo with whatever spontaneous arm movements or other kind of spiraling movements might happen. But we're using as our base exploration this opening, arching up on the inhale. Flexing, rolling the weight on the pelvis so it drifts towards the back of the ischial tuberosities on the exhale. If it's nourishing or fun for you, you can always make sound on the exhale. That vibration can feel really good in the body. And of course, you can play with it. Another minute here. Let yourself be a little more free here. And let yourself come to rest. And we're going to have time for just one more exploration. And so we're going to do this last one standing up again, if you would. So we go ahead and we're standing, and feet are going to be hip to shoulder width again, right? So I'm standing here so you can see me sideways, because what I want is I'm going to be holding this position. This is a common standing meditation in Tai Chi and Yi Chuan and other internal martial arts. Often this is called universal pose or holding the moon or something like that. But we're here and our hands are in this sort of arc. You'll notice it's shoulders down to elbows. The forearms are pretty horizontal here. I'm not trying to have them up here. And as I inhale, I'm just going to allow this circle to become bigger. And as I exhale, I'm just going to allow the circle to become smaller. I could do this standing here with my hands here. And here I would allow this motion on the inhale and allow this motion on the exhale. It's the same flexion on the exhale and extension or arching on the inhale, but we're putting it here. And we're just allowing that as a place to explore spontaneously. So let's take a few minutes here where we're just, as you inhale, you're just allowing your arms to separate and get bigger, your chest to fill. And as you exhale, you're deliberately going into flexion and sucking your abdomen in a little bit. So it's got, this is making it big on purpose again. That sort of thing. And then just settle into your stance. Ankles, knees, hip joints relaxed, so your pelvis is resting in your femurs, on your femurs, and allowing the motion to happen. However it does. If your arms get tired, let them drop. If there's a place where you can relax a little bit more, see if you can relax a little more. You can extend your energy deliberately out to your fingertips, particularly on the inhale. That might feel really wonderful. allowing this movement and allowing the breath to be just such a sweet kindness to the whole body. We're not trying to achieve anything here. We're trying to stop doing. We're trying to just allow the body to be as if it were a piece of kelp floating in the ocean or a flame around the wick, piece of smoke moving, a blade of grass moving in the wind. Two more breaths to complete. Oh, wow. Wasn't that fun? It's just so fabulous to allow your body to move in a natural way. Oh, without running some sort of shtick on your body. So I think you wanted to take it now, right? So are there any questions before I hand it back to you?
Questions coming in. Thank you. Thank you, Nando. I think people are just still settling in. And we have a couple of minutes to really kind of wrap up the session. So I've been wondering if you could elaborate a little bit on maybe around transforming your inner critic into an inner coach, which is, you know, your book title as well, and how Qigong or Tai Chi can be really part of that transformation. Can you just share a couple of coping strategies, hints and tips with the audience?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So, you know, most people get stuck in sort of a human doing kind of attitude, like we're in a hurry, we're trying to achieve something, and we don't give ourselves enough time to simply be. And you can think about those different attitudes as being on a continuum. I want to be very effective at doing what I want to do, but I also want to be very effective at just being. And the way that I was brought up, I have a lot of practice at doing, and I need to clear space in my life to allow myself to be spontaneous and to just be. So, allowing myself to just be requires a tremendous amount of self-compassion. You really have to be kind with yourself. You really have to treat yourself with loving kindness and acceptance. And it's a challenge to figure out how to live a life where you are trying to achieve something, because of course I'm trying to live my life and achieve things, but without internally directed harshness. So we want to take the habitual pattern of treating ourselves with harshness, of being our own internal critic, and we want to transform that into a spacious, accepting, trusting the wisdom of my body sort of space. And in order to do that, this spontaneous Qigong is so powerful. Because it's just, oh, I'm allowing my body to move and I'm softening and I'm having faith that that's going to be a good thing, that I'm not going to become, you know, a lazy person because I allow myself to rest in this way. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it is such a beautiful thought. And, you know, what I'm reflecting on, when you're doing well, you know, in life, and you're kind of really yourself, you're kind to yourself, you have self-compassion, these practices are really helping to strengthen your foundation so that when things don't go that well, so under stress, when we tend to go back to our not so helpful coping strategies, you can again come back to this practice, and then that can create that space.
Exactly. And what we know about, you know, building habits and building routines, I mean, it's when you're in a good space, you really need to practice your skills. So that then when stuff happens, because stuff is going to happen, my town burned down. I mean, like, holy shit, excuse me, but it's like, wow. You know, so I really have to redouble my practices to not be an emotional wreck, and to be able to be present with my students and my clients. So it's a really good test for me.
Yeah, well done for passing that, Nando. I hope you won't be tested that much any longer.
Yes, I hope so. I mean, 2020 is being a very significant test for the whole world.
Yeah. Maybe anything you can share then indeed about your kind of way of coping in this year, because, you know, some of the lockdowns might be coming back up. So anything you can share with the audience that worked for you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I just go back to my breath. When I'm uptight, and when I'm getting upset, emotionally upset, what happens is my chest gets tight and I don't breathe enough. And so if I use my breath to make my chest large enough to hold my emotions, then everything's okay. I can just, whoa, I'm feeling sad. I'm feeling scared. I'm feeling, you know, like overwhelmed. I'm feeling, you know, this has been an intense year for all of us. So I need a lot of breath to create room for that without, you know, clamping down in some way.
Oh yeah, that is such a great and simple tip that we can always come back to.
Yeah.
So maybe as a last point, I will be posting your website here where people can reach out to you. So can you share a little bit more on what's going on for you and what you can offer?
Yeah, so I wanted to mention that, you know, we talked about my books. This is the, you know, the Transforming Your Inner Critic into an Inner Coach, which is a workbook. And this is the Push Hands workbook, which is two-person Tai Chi practices. And then I've got this DVD, which is the Holistic Energy Workout, which covers a lot of different Qigong practices. All of those are available on my website, which is nando-r. And then I teach classes online, and I do, you know, Zoom-based coaching for people across the planet. And so if folks find this material interesting and they think that I might be an interesting person to work with, they can always contact me through my website. And, you know, this is such a great opportunity to network across the planet with other people who are interested in somatics. And I'd love to hear from people. So, yeah.
Thank you so much, Nando. Thank you very much for sharing your practices with us. So for those of you who were with us, thank you again for your attendance. We are wrapping up now. Don't forget that you can continue the conversation on Facebook or by joining one of the coffee breaks online. So as Nando mentioned, this is a great opportunity to get to know folks who are interested in the same topics as you are. So you can upgrade your access to get the full library of the Embodiment Conference 2020, over thousands of hours of sessions that you can consume at your own pace. You get access to different learning paths and additional materials. I do recommend you you take a look at that, and if you can, support us by purchasing the whole conference. And then with that, Nando, maybe just one more question. What is your top tip to stay embodied?
Well, you know, to me, it's all about attitude. It's like we want to maintain this attitude of curiosity, allowing, self-compassion, and faith in the body's wisdom. And to do that, you have to breathe enough so that your breath creates movement through your spine and your pelvis. And then to do this spontaneous Qigong, then you just feel and allow that movement to flow and release through your whole body. It's really very simple.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. So thanks, Nando, again. Thanks to your attendees, and I hope you will have a beautiful day ahead.
Yes, thank you, everyone.